What about your time now in the Waratahs squad? All good fun there?
Yeah, like it's... yeah, really enjoy it. Like I said, I'm still learning in terms of my scrum and my strength and stuff. I didn't bloody walk into a gym till I was first day 20s, and to see my progress from first day I walked into where I am now is heaps for me, but I know I have so much more room I can... Is it more eager, I guess, or...
Keener,
yeah. So they were keen this year, like they were unbelievable with KB and that. But I guess, you know, you always got to keep stepping forward and pushing yourself to. Yeah.
So. And also playing with the elders, New South Wales Country Eagles, it just gives you an opportunity, half a dozen games under your belt, you know, even if it's off the bench or bits and pieces here and there, it just gives you a bit of a taste of a level higher than club rugby.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's always great. Like, it gives you that bit of an edge, because between Shoot Shield and Grand Final and the start of pre-season, it's a big gap, do you know what I mean? So, and like, it also, not just for me, I guess, it gets blokes in club, gives them a couple of games to prove themselves at a higher level, and to see if they want to go for a step further as well. But yeah, first year NRC has been great. And,
finally, you're an Indigenous player, but we're expecting you to be the next Curtly Beale. That's not going to happen, but you can't take tight heads out of a scrum either. But it's really exciting with so much talent out there. We're seeing it at the moment mainly through the sevens, through Moore Reese, Longbottom, and also, of course, Murph, yeah. Mahalia Murphy. But you're going to have all the heat on you to deliver the next great Indigenous Jonathan Thurston Rioli of rugby. How do you feel about that? You just sort of chilled out about it and say, look, I'll just do the best I can. I'm not overly stressed. It's just all about doing the best I can.
Yeah, that's always been me. I've always wanted to make a name for myself and never to be, oh, this bloke's going to be a next Rioli or a next Thurston. I've always wanted to be this bloke's Cody Walker. So, yeah, look, I'll keep working as hard as I can to get where I want to be. If that doesn't happen, I'm fine. Like, I've achieved most of my goals already. I've got a lot more goals to tick off, but if I don't get them, I'm pretty happy. I guess be a role model for Indigenous and non-Indigenous kids of anywhere. I guess, you know, the main message is just to keep at it. Never, you know, it's pretty cliche, but never give up. But, you know, when opportunities come, I guess you've got to take them with two hands and run, because there's not a lot of them. Some blokes, you know, might get two or three chances, some only might get one, or some might never get any. So I guess when they do arise, just go for it.
Yeah. Well, Cody, it's been sensational to talk to you. Of course, Cody Walker, part of the Waratah squad, part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and also part of East. We congratulate him on his first year of pro rugby, and we look forward to more good times ahead as he gets stuck into 2009 and onwards.